Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The front page of the Business Post at the weekend said that in order to meet our population growth as well as demand, Ireland might need to dramatically hike its annual building target to almost 80,000 units. That's pretty unlikely at the moment, but it's clear that a unified national effort is needed from the public and private sectors. Bank of Ireland has hired a new head of property and project finance, and he is looking at using the bank's leverage and financial clout to get shovels in the ground. His name is John Feeney, and he is sitting in front of me. Hello, John.
Hey, Joe. Good morning. Can we
start with what a bank can do to double house building? Because that's what kind of that's housing targets need.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, that Bank of Ireland have responsibility for the property business, for project business, and then for a few other things like motor finance. And within property, we have a housing and development team as well as a commercial property team. The housing development team is super focused on housing. It's one of the major themes within our business. And there are a few different things we can do. First of all, we're providing more funding for housing, using our balance sheet to a greater extent. We've committed to support the development of 25,000 homes. That's about a 40% increase than where we were just a few months ago.
So is that Help to Buy as part of that?
It's everything. So Help to Buy is more on the demand side. Now, I'm talking more about providing
supply.
Funding to house builders, the supply side. And we're supporting, of course, both parts of that. We've got a residential mortgage product, which supports demand. And then where I come in is more on the supply side, supporting house builders. And it's really tenures of all types. It's student housing, it's private rental sector, it's social and affordable housing, as well as for private buyers. So we're seeking to support the full range. But it's not just about funding. It's also about expertise. So we're seeking to get more expertise in place to help our clients, house builders, developers, investors, navigate an increasingly complex housing market. We've got all sorts of government incentive schemes that are supporting the market. We've got all sorts of new entities, such as the approved housing bodies, the AHBs, that manage and develop much of the social housing stock in the country.
And you'll be lending to them?
We will be lending to them.
At reduced rates?
We will lend to them at rates that are competitive, we think. But of course, they have access as well to state funding through the Housing Finance Agency, which is a part of the Department of Finance. And so they do have the benefit of access to very cheap government funding. And we seek to provide market funding at a very competitive rate.
You also, you're an investor in a property fund called Pearl.
That's right.
Which co-invests in housing schemes. Tell us a bit how that works.
Yeah. So one of the things we've seen is that, particularly for smaller builders, there's a challenge in accessing equity. They have generally not such a big issue in accessing debt, but equity can be a real problem for them. And because of the vagaries of the Irish planning system, they'll often have 5 or 6 or 7 sites, but they might not be able to activate many of them simultaneously.
Because they don't have the capacity.
They don't have the capacity. Sometimes they don't have the financial capacity. There's sometimes a lot of risk in bringing them all through simultaneously. So they'll be managing their land bank, so to speak, through the planning process. And with that, then they'll have a lot of their equity tied up in this land bank. And we'll come in through Pearl. Pearl is an external fund to Bank of Ireland, but we're a big investor in it. And we're seeking to invest more equity into it in a new iteration of a new fund that Pearl will be managing. And it goes into joint ventures alongside house builders, where it puts equity into their business and allows them to activate more of their land bank more quickly. So that brings on more housing more quickly. The first fund is supporting about 2,000 units. Mm-hmm. The next fund is going to be a bigger fund. Bank of Ireland will be putting more equity into that, and we expect that to finance even more housing.
Okay. Now, you mentioned planning. It is notorious in this country. It's a swamp that delays anything. How do you rate the new proposed Planning and Development Act, which is winding its way through the Oireachtas as we speak? Some people say it will prevent the kind of vexatious judicial reviews, and some people say it won't change much at all.
Yeah. So you're right, Joe. When we talk to our clients, planning is one of the major issues that they talk to us about. Where up and down the country, I was in Cork last week talking to about 60 house builders at a Bank of Ireland event, and planning was a major theme from those house builders. It's sometimes, as you say, the vexatious litigants. We've all heard the tales of somebody in Donegal objecting to something in County Wexford.
Someone in Denver can object to something in Wexford.
That's right. That's right. So there are all sorts of impediments, obstacles in the system that are proving a real challenge to house builders. And they just bring about a delay and uncertainty in the timeline for a developer. And that just all increases the cost of equity that goes into these schemes. So it is a real challenge, and it's something we hear day in, day out. Now, the new planning bill is certainly focusing on many of the challenges that we hear our clients talking about. Now, proof will ultimately be in the pudding. We'll have to see how it plays out. We'll have to see how courts interpret some of the provisions. Of course, it's not yet through. It'll be winding its way to completion over course the next little while. We'll see if there are changes to along the way.
I bet you it'll end up in the Supreme Court, John.
I'd say there'll be plenty of litigation. There always is in anything relating to development. But I'd also just stress that it's not just for housing. It's also for things like sustainable energy and another area where we're doing a lot of work in Bank of Ireland, whether it be offshore, whether it be onshore wind. It's subject to the same planning constraints. So it's not just housing. It's lots of different areas where planning is a real challenge for our clients.
Now, obviously, the bank is not a charity and also not famous for taking huge risks. So you're going to be lending to people, but you'll want your return.
That's right. That's right. We are a cautious institution. And of course, our first obligation is to protect our depositors' money. We are very, very careful in how we go about our business. And so we're focused in housing on those schemes that are permissioned, are ready to go. And that's why we're investing as well into the Pearl scheme, because we recognize that sometimes there's a role for more equity, and we have a role in providing that as well. So it from our perspective, we focus on the lower risk schemes that are through planning, and that's where we can put our funding to work, our funding in great volume. As I said, we're focused on the 25,000 homes. We do seek to get a return on that. Of course, that's part of being a sustainable bank, generating a sustainable profit. But as I said, it's not just about funding. It's also about expertise.
John, thanks for coming in. And that's John Feeney, who heads up the property and project finance business at Bank of Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.